the long-term health effects that come with using long-established forms of performance-enhancing drugs are well known. A man using anabolic steroids over several years could experience psychological difficulties, reproductive problems, or even develop breasts. But new products continually come onto the market claiming to give athletes an edge. And today's report makes clear many athletes are prepared to act as guinea pigs to get that. So where do the drugs come from and how do they work? Martin Cudahy reports.
It's pretty well known that drugs can give athletes an edge. Ben Johnson, Lance Armstrong and Marion Jones were all champions before they were drug cheats. Dr. Brian Morton is the chair of the Committee of General Practice at the Australian Medical Association.
In my practice, I've not been approached by any professional sportsman, but I have been approached by usually a young guy who wants to develop his musculature and is in a sort of an elite sport and wants to perform better. Fortunately, I don't know how they can be obtained when they're, you know, illegally used.
Dr. Morton says he doesn't prescribe doping drugs, but obviously others do.
I suspect that most do an underground sort of connection with friends and know how to get these drugs.
Rhonda Orr is a senior lecturer in exercise and sports science at the University of Sydney. She says an extract made from calf's blood has been used by some sports teams in recent seasons.
It's manufactured from a natural source. The calf's blood hemodialysate. It is supposed to enhance aerobic oxidation in mammals. It improves absorption of glucose, oxygen uptake into the tissues and cells of the body. It's been also thought that it can be useful for enhancing performance in athletes.
Exactly what does it do to the body when it's in there?
That's still conjecture. There's still a lot more research to be done with calf blood, and there's actually, I don't think there are any studies that have actually looked at this in athletes.
She says the calf blood extract is not on the list of banned substances, and it is used in a clinical setting.
They've used it in neuropathies in people with type 2 diabetes. I think they've used it in stroke cases, and there's some evidence that it may be useful in neurological cases as well.
But you don't know exactly if there are any long-term effects and what they might be?
No, I think because the drug is relatively new to the market, the long-term effects are at the present unknown.
In Australia, there are three main pharmaceutical wholesalers. Would sports people and professional athletes be getting it through the same channels that doctors get it through?
I couldn't answer that, I'm sorry.
Dr. Morton from the AMA says one of the main problems is that a lot of the drugs are perfectly legal when used properly, and there are mechanisms in place to catch out those who try and cheat the system.
I think there's some classic examples, and that's EPO. Other things like testosterone, there are requirements for testing to make sure the patient is truly testosterone deficient. PBS is audited from time to time, and those sorts of things really depend on the doctor's ethics.
Is it easy to do if you're in that position of authority, such as a doctor would be?
It's relatively easy to do, but it's very readily recognisable, and there are neural networks in both Medicare and the PBS to highlight unusual prescribing of drugs.
The AMA's Dr. Brian Morton.